Ciao, I'm Johnny LaPasta, and welcome to my new podcast, What's the Pasta? The podcast where the pasta of the day could be anything and everything, from thoughtful discussions of wellness and spirit to candid conversations about culture and life, all served with a cup of mindfulness and a side of sass. Ciao, friends, and welcome back to the What's the Pasta podcast. You know, let's just dive right in to what our pasta of the day is, meaning what today's episode is about. I have received a lot of positive feedback regarding the meditation episodes that I have released through this podcast. And so I am committed to releasing several meditation-based episodes per season for you to enjoy and come back to time and time again for your own meditation practice. Today, I am going to guide you through a meditation centered on inner dialogue and I statements. This is a meditation that I downloaded, meaning that I intuitively received many years ago and have been practicing ever since. This is a meditation that I teach somewhat frequently to my corporate wellness clients and my private clients. And a lot of people have come back to me and told me that they found this meditation quite helpful and impactful. So I am very excited to be sharing it with you today. To give you a brief overview at a high level, in this meditation, we start by practicing active listening, in which I provide an explanation around the power of inner dialogue and I statements. Then from there, we practice mindful reflection, in which I prompt you to contemplate your inner dialogue, and in that contemplation, develop new, positive, empowered inner dialogue. Later, we use the new positive empowered inner dialogue we have developed as affirmations that we meditate with in silence for a little bit of time. At the end of the meditation, I will provide you with a little bit of homework for you to keep this practice up and benefiting you as you move throughout your everyday. A quick note, I have also published an article about this meditation on my website, johnnylapasta.com, in which I provide a written version of this meditation, as well as some additional exercises to practice working with your inner dialogue. So if you think that would be valuable for you to read, please go check it out. Now, let's get set up for the meditation. For this meditation, you can practice in a seated or reclined position, whichever is most comfortable for you. And try to practice in a quiet space where you will not be disturbed or interrupted. Now, I will play about a minute of music. And after that minute of music, when you hear my voice again, we will be in the meditation. Feel free to pause here and come back to this episode when you are ready to practice the meditation, or simply use the minute to get into your chosen position. Once again, the next time you hear my voice, we will be in the meditation. Welcome to the Inner Dialogue and I Statement Meditation. Release all lingering movements from your body and settle into stillness. allow your feet to get really heavy and anchor and root you down into this space, time, and practice. Let your hands uncurl from fists as the muscles of your palms and fingers find a sense of ease. If you are seated, let your shoulders drop away from your ears, expanding your collarbones and lengthening your neck. If you are laying down, allow your shoulder blades to tuck underneath you, spreading your chest and lengthening your neck. Let your jaw unclench so that there's a space between your bottom and top teeth. Let the muscles of your eyes and forehead soften and smooth. Let the whole back line of your body, whatever body parts are pressed against the surface that is currently supporting you, let those body parts soften, melt, and relax deeper into your seated or reclined position. Now, begin to deepen, lengthen, and enrich your breath. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4. Inhale, 4. Exhale, 4. As you inhale, do so through your nose. As you exhale, do so through your nose or mouth. As you inhale, allow the breath to be deep and rich. As you exhale, allow the breath to be fluid and smooth. As you inhale, inflate your lungs and expand your belly. As you exhale, retract your belly and let your lungs deflate. Inhaling deeply, exhaling fully, and continuing with this pacing of breath, practice active listening as we explore the focus of our meditation. Every day, we think and speak in I statements. I am good. I am bad. I am excited. I am stressed. And so on and so forth. These I statements are profoundly influential to how we feel within and how we experience the world without. These statements affect our mindsets, emotions, and energetic vibrations. Quite often, we think and speak in negative I statements, such as, I am stressed, I am tired, I can't do this, I don't have enough. When we repeatedly think and speak with these negative statements, we can trap ourselves in a negative mental or energetic state. This may lead us to subconsciously and energetically attract or fall into more interactions, situations, and experiences that further promote that negativity we are enduring. For example, if we find ourselves consistently thinking and speaking, "I am tired," our tiredness will remain at the forefront of our awareness and impact every aspect of our day. Luckily, with a little awareness, we can uplevel our inner and outer dialogue to be more positive and empowering in order to guide ourselves into better states of mind and energy. We may adopt I statements such as, "I am strong," "I am powerful," "I can," "I have what I need." When we utilize these more affirmative I statements, both internally and externally, we expand into more uplifted mental and energetic states, which may lead us to subconsciously and energetically attract more interactions, situations, and experiences that further promote this newfound positivity. For example, if we previously found ourselves thinking and speaking, "I am tired," we might then adopt statements like, "I am strong," or "I am capable." It's important to note that choosing these positive I statements is not synonymous with denying, erasing, or hiding the negative or heavy emotions and sensations we are experiencing, like exhaustion, stress, sadness, or fear. It's important to be honest with ourselves and others about our thoughts and feelings, and we will sometimes need to ask for help in navigating them. Simply, in this practice, we acknowledge our true, valid feelings first. Then, we shift the narrative to be more empowered. Then, we evolve our inner dialogue to be more positive in order to move forward. Let's look at an example in more detail. Let's say your negative statement is, "I am tired." You can acknowledge what you are feeling by thinking, "Yes, I am tired, and I do need rest." Then, you can shift towards the positive and empowered by thinking, "But I am strong enough to continue until I can rest." From this, you gain the new positive I statement, "I am strong enough." In this example, we are not denying our tiredness, as in, "No, I am not tired. I'm strong. It's fine." That would be lying to ourselves. Instead, we acknowledge the tiredness. We identify the need for rest. But we find an empowering statement to keep moving forward until that rest can be taken. Now, with a better understanding of our focus, let's take a few moments of mindful reflection. Contemplate the following. What are the negative I statements that you often think and speak? These can be statements that have been coming up for you recently, or they can be statements that have been prominent within you for a long time. Where are these negative I statements coming from? What are you feeling or experiencing that is making you think and speak in this way? Do you need to commit to any action steps to help address those feelings or experiences? Now, what are the positive I statements that you would like to integrate into your life? What are the positive I statements that will serve you by empowering you forward? Now, hold on to your new positive I statements. For the remainder of this meditation, you will silently recite these positive I statements to yourself as you breathe. For example, inhale, I am capable. Exhale, I am strong. As you inhale, you silently say one of your statements. As you exhale, you silently say another of your statements. And you continue back and forth and on, lightly holding your attention on your deep breaths and the repetition of your positive statements. Allow the statements to flow effortlessly alongside your breath. Now, if your mind wanders to other thoughts and distractions, it's no worries at all. This is quite normal. When your mind wanders, acknowledge that it has done so. Acknowledge whatever thoughts or distractions have come up. Kindly dismiss the thoughts and gently redirect your attention back to your breath and the repetition of your statements. Say them within. Hear them within. Feel them within. Just continue here for a little while. As you meditate, I'll mind the time. Now, you may release the repetition of your I statements, but commit them to memory, as it is these statements you will take with you and integrate into your daily life. Take a few moments to reflect on your practice. Through this meditation, you have become more aware of your inner dialogue. You have identified the ways in which you think and speak negatively about yourself. You've gained a better understanding of why you do so. And you have found new ways to think and speak positively about yourself as you move through life. Now, it is about continuing with this practice out in the world. To conclude, let's take another deep inhalation and open mouth exhalation. As you are ready, you can allow your eyes to once again open as you return back into your space. Friends, as always, thank you so very much for allowing me to guide your practice. It is truly my honor. I hope that you enjoyed today's practice and that you found it valuable. As you exit this practice, I really encourage you to continue to work with these positive I statements that you identified and developed in this meditation. You can continue to meditate with these positive I statements, just as we did today, breathing in one I statement and breathing out another I statement, and continuing back and forth and on for just anywhere from 2 to 10 minutes per day. You can also utilize these positive I statements in mindful activities like yoga. As you inhale and move into one posture, you recite one of your positive I statements. As you exhale and move into another posture, you recite another of your positive I statements. Some other ways that you might incorporate your I statements into daily life is to write down your I statements. Write them on post-it notes and place them in spots where you will see them often, like on the bathroom mirror or the back of your laptop. Write them out once per day in your journal, maybe at the start of the day to help get you going. Type them in the notes app of your phone and glance at them every so often. Speak your I statements. Say them to yourself in the mirror when you are getting ready. Say them before you go to bed. Say them when you need to hear them in challenging moments. And of course, you can always silently recite your I statements to yourself as you move throughout the day when it feels organic and beneficial to you. Once again, thank you so much for allowing me to guide you in this practice. I'll see you next time on the What's the Pasta podcast. Namaste and ciao.